personal one. But that crisis, as I will describe for you in the chapters ahead, propelled me on a quest that's resulted in the book you're listening to. This book is the product of 4 years of meticulous research, building on 4 decades of high-level scholarship. I am not a biblical scholar, so I've relied on the work of dozens of scholars whose expertise is far greater than my own. My goal has not been to break new ground, but to bring credible, often overlooked insights to light, and to synthesize those insights in clear and accessible ways for a broad audience. My core argument in this book is not simply that some Bible passages have been misinterpreted and others have been given undue weight. My larger argument is this: Christians who affirm the full authority of Scripture can also affirm committed, monogamous, same-sex relationships. Instead of accepting the divide between more progressive Christians who support marriage equality and conservative Christians who oppose it, this book envisions a future in which all Christians come to embrace and affirm their LGBT brothers and sisters without undermining their commitment to the authority of the Bible. I invite you to journey with me as we take a careful look at the 6 passages in Scripture